In our second reading today, St. Paul addresses the Corinthians, and he's addressing divisions and conflicts within the community and trying to bring harmony to that community. And I think that's an interesting issue for us to look at today, because I feel like our society is becoming more and more divided. There's a lot of factions and people with different worldviews and different agendas, and it seems like it's creating a more and more polarized atmosphere within our nation. I think what's being lost and what's necessary to bring about unity is truth. Are people authentically seeking the truth? You know, truth unites people's minds and hearts together. And ultimately, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the ultimate truth that unites people together in one goal and one Lord that they serve. But we're to a point in our culture today where people think that it's acceptable to lie to each other and to deliberately deceive others and to attack others and to try and ruin their reputations and to destroy them, rather than to enter into authentic dialogue about real issues. You know, if we want to take one example, a year ago with the March for Life, it finally got some coverage from a lot of the main media outlets. But the coverage was about a teenage boy from Covington Catholic. And, you know, I love Cove Catholic kids. We would, when I was at LaSalle, we would play them from time to time. And I always had the best conversations with their students. And I always looked forward to when we would play them. But they have great kids. But the media went after this kid and this group from Cove Catholic. They slandered his reputation on national television and in national newspapers. And they deliberately lied about him. And they knew that the videos had been doctored, and yet they showed them anyway in order to make this kid look bad. And he's not even an adult. He's a minor, and they did this to him. Rather than facing the real issues, why didn't they cover the march and cover the speakers and what they were saying in their speeches? Why didn't they have a dialogue about when human life begins and bring in medical professionals to discuss that issue? Why not ask the question as to whether abortion is good for our nation and whether it's good for women or whether it's destructive? Why not enter into authentic dialogue seeking the truth on real issues? But no, let's just go slander a teenage boy from Cove Catholic on national TV. That'll take care of the issue. You know, when did we get to the point in our culture where we can't dialogue on real issues, but we have to bully and intimidate children? You know, what does this say about our media? Because this is not an isolated issue. They do this all the time. What does it say about the media that they've created a culture of journalists and news anchors and editors who all are willing to lie and destroy the reputation even of children in order to advance a certain agenda? You know, how did we get to this point? But the reality is this behavior does not respect the dignity of the human person. It doesn't respect the people who are being attacked, and it doesn't respect anyone else who's listening. Because we have intellects, and we should be able to enter into dialogue and present ideas to each other and be able to respect the thought process of other people. And to try and manipulate what other people think and to control them through lies or through bullying or through slander does not respect the human person. The media is certainly not the only culprit. You know, if we look at the abortion industry, you know, they have manuals that train their employees, and one of the things they do is they train their employees to hide the truth from women who come into abortion clinics. You know, they have to take ultrasounds in order to do their abortion procedures because they need that information. But they don't show that to the women, and they're trained not to show the ultrasound to the women. And they deliberately have poor quality ultrasounds, grainy, poor resolution images that don't show the child clearly. And why is that? Because they don't want the women to know the truth. They want to say it's just a tumor or it's just a bundle of cells. And they don't want them to see the truth of what an ultrasound can show. And why? Because they know that if women knew the truth, that many of them might change their mind. And so they'd rather deceive them. There have been some pregnancy centers that have reported that up to 90% of abortion-minded women change their minds when they see an ultrasound and they're presented with the option to choose life. The truth helps them to change their minds. And what a powerful tool to reveal the truth so that these women can avoid making a choice that's going to be very harmful for themselves and leave them with a lot of guilt through their life, and something that's certainly harmful to their child. And ultrasounds are very expensive. A lot of them are over $40,000 a piece. And they recently needed a new ultrasound machine at the pregnancy center over in Sydney, which services a lot of women from this area. And the Knights of Columbus, the fourth degree assembly from Logan County, and our third degree assembly here at St. Mary of the Woods, both made sizable donations to help purchase an ultrasound machine, which very well could save hundreds, if not thousands, of children's lives. And what a beautiful thing to be a part of that. You know, what a beautiful thing to be a part of a church, and for the Knights of Columbus to be part of an organization that's willing to make a sacrifice to do something that can create such good within the world. You know, there's not very many opportunities to make a donation that you know is going to make such a powerful impact. But that's something that each and every one of us should be proud of. And the Knights of Columbus have not only purchased, you know, or working on that ultrasound machine, but they recently purchased their 1,000th ultrasound machine, which are in pregnancy centers throughout the entire United States. You know, we should be proud to be part of a church that respects life and is willing to work for the truth and to help women that are in difficult positions. And every Catholic parish should be a place where a woman who's in trouble and needs help can come to and receive assistance to give her the chance to choose life. I'm going to read a quote. "When we see the image of a baby in the womb, we glimpse the majesty of God's creation. Every person is worth protecting. Every human life, born and unborn, is made in the holy image of Almighty God." This quote conveys a truth that every one of us should be willing to adhere to and to live by. You know, these words made history because they were spoken this past Friday when, for the very first time in the 47-year history of the March for Life, a president of the United States was willing to stand with the hundreds and thousands of people, mostly young people, high school and college age, but many other people as goodwill too. The very first time the president of our nation and the leader of the free world was willing to stand up with courage and to say and to testify that human life is sacred, all human life is sacred and precious. And what a beautiful moment in the history of our country, amidst all the darkness and all the slander and the bad things that are going on. What a beautiful moment of life when, from the hundreds of thousands of people at the grassroots level all the way up to the president, can unite in a single mission and proclaim the sanctity of life and the dignity of motherhood. What a beautiful moment for our nation when leaders from the pro-life movement of other nations heard this speech and were motivated, and politicians from other countries could look to the United States and the example that we're setting that human life is sacred. You know, what a beautiful moment for our nation. And I can only imagine that Almighty God, as he looked down, was pleased to see a message of such truth and a message of faith, uniting so many people of goodwill together who are willing to profess and to stand for the truth that mothers deserve dignity and respect, and that all human life is created by God and is sacred and is precious.